Welcome to you all. Just before our Sunday worship, a few notices about things happening around the parishes. The Presbytery of Lochaber currently engaged in presbytery mission planning is having a conference on the 5th of February, and along with presbytery members is asking that there be one other member from each of the congregations at that conference, very likely to be online. 5th of February from 10:15 in the morning, with a morning session and an afternoon session after a break for lunch and away from the screen. On the 30th of January, it'll be a fifth Sunday of the month, and usually we do something a little different on those occasions. It had been hoped to have a joint service at Strontian, but with continuing restrictions and the advice to limit the numbers, of course continuing to wear face coverings and so on, we won't be doing that. But we're going to do a wee experiment, something a bit different online on Sunday the 30th. Not church as you know it. We're going to have the Sunday gathering, a gathering for all in the community, and we hope this will be an opportunity to bring together many from around our churches and our communities, and all those friends from beyond the West Highland Peninsulas who have found something of a spiritual home with us here. It'll be on Zoom, it will be church light, there'll be some aspects, there'll be some songs, sacred and secular, we'll be hearing news from around the community, we'll be taking time to connect one with another. The Sunday gathering will be happening at 11 o'clock on Sunday the 30th of January. Do have a look at the church website as details about that continue to unfold. And now, our Sunday worship, led by Ella Gill.
Welcome to worship, whoever you are and wherever you are, and whenever you're watching this, you're very welcome to join in our worship today. Over the last few weeks, we've travelled through Advent, through Christmas, and now we're travelling through Epiphany. The waiting, the expectation, and the preparation for the Messiah promised by the prophets of old. And then we celebrated the Nativity, the birth of Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. And after this, the discovery of who Jesus really was. As we've journeyed through this period, we've been learning how mankind's relationship with God has developed since the time of creation. We've seen this through the readings that we've had week by week. So our call to worship, I've taken a few verses from Isaiah. No longer will the sun be your light by day, or the moon be your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine upon you. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. Let's join together in worship.
Thank you. lesson today comes from Psalms 36, verses 5 to 10. The goodness of God. Lord, your constant love reaches the heavens. Your faithfulness extends to the skies. Your righteousness is towering like the mountains. Your justice is like the depth of the sea. Men and animals are in your care. How precious, O God, is your constant love. We find protection under the shadow of your wings. We feast on the abundant food you provide. You let us drink from the river of your goodness. You are the source of all life, and because of your light, we see the light. Continue to love those who know you and to do good to those who are righteous. And the second lesson comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from the first verse to verse 11. Gifts from the Holy Spirit. Now, concerning what you wrote about the gifts from the Holy Spirit, I want you to know the truth about them, my brothers. You know that while you were still heathen, you were led astray in many ways to the worship of lifeless idols. I want you to know that no one who is led by God's Spirit can say a curse on Jesus. And no one can confess Jesus is Lord unless he is guided by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. The Spirit gives one person a message full of wisdom, while to another the same Spirit gives a message full of knowledge. One and the same Spirit gives faith to one person, while another person he gives the power to heal. The Spirit gives one person the power to work miracles, to another the gift of speaking God's message, and to yet another the ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit and those that do not. To one person he gives the ability to speak in strange tongues, and to another he gives the ability to explain what is said. But it is one and the same Spirit who does all this. As he wishes, he gives a different gift to each person. Here ends the lesson.
Going to begin the reflection with a quote from C.S. Lewis. I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I can see it, but by it I can see everything else. As we move through Epiphany, that's exactly what we're trying to do. As the revelation of Jesus becomes more and more apparent, not only through the scriptures, but in our own lives, then we can see other things more clearly. Last week, we heard about the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist, and John's ministry was to be the forerunner of the Messiah. It was a ministry which had been destined from the very beginning, a close link between the two families. From the outset of his ministry, John was proclaiming that the Messiah was coming. And his was a call for people to put their lives in order. His rhetoric was harsh, forthright, and critical of the way that people were conducting themselves. Like the prophets before him, he described the coming of the Messiah in conventional terms of judgment and condemnation. And so even John did not appear to understand fully the nature of what was coming. He did not grasp the true values of the kingdom of God, that damnation and judgment would be replaced by the more generous qualities of love, forgiveness, and an unprejudiced concern for all people. When Jesus came to be baptized by John, John was at first reluctant to allow him to participate in this symbol of repentance. However, as we know, John did baptize Jesus, and as he was doing so, the heavens opened, a dove came down as a form of the Holy Spirit, and a voice was heard saying, "You are my son, with whom I am pleased." The Trinity coming together as Jesus aligns himself and identifies himself with those who were about to enter the water, those people standing beside him. A manifestation of the close relationship which God was seeking and had been for quite some considerable time. A relationship with mankind. A relationship with those who were willing to make changes in their lives. This was the beginning of the revelation of who Jesus really was, and a deepening of the connection between God and mankind. And we see this relationship developing in the readings that we have today. In many of the Psalms, we see the close relationship between God and David, and with the Israelite nation as a whole. We see the delight when life is going well, as it should be, and the hurt and disappointment when it is not. The verses from Psalm 36 extol the constant love of God, the protective, sustaining love of God. And as we move through the Old Testament, we can see through the ministry of Jesus, we see that relationship developing into a much more personal relationship for all who would believe, Jews and Gentiles, everyone. At the baptism of Jesus, we can see that Jesus did not come on his own to minister to mankind. He came with the full force of the Trinity. And we have evidence of that as we read about how he prepared for his ministry. And we'll read about that in the weeks to come. One of the other lectionary readings for today is the story in John chapter 2 about the wedding at Cana. The wine ran out, and Jesus' mother looked to Jesus to do something about it. And it would appear that reluctantly he asked the servants to bring him some water. And by the time they got to serve that to the people at the wedding, the water had turned into wine. And not just any wine, the best wine. So the story is similar to a parable. It introduces the idea that with Jesus everything can be made more sustaining. Nothing is impossible. And it's our first introduction to a miracle, or a sign, as John would call it. In the light of his later miracles, it would seem that this one is rather trivial. However, again, it's a sign that Jesus is not working on his own. It is another form of communication between God and his people, like the voice and the sign of the dove. Moving on to Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, he is telling people that the Holy Spirit, which played such a great part in Jesus' ministry, has remained part of their ministry, or can remain part of their ministry, that the Spirit is shown in different people in different ways. But all these talents come together as a force for good when people work together for the kingdom. From the chaos before creation, we can trace our relationship with God to where we are now. First, as part of the creation, then as a chosen nation, then, as we move into the New Testament, as an individual with a belief in God, and after the ministry of Jesus, as a channel for the Holy Spirit. It is the quality of this relationship which sustains and renews us spiritually. It is in obedience to this relationship and our relationship with others that we can combine all our gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit and work towards our prayer of "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
And now let us pray. God of blessing, the trees are bare. Winter holds us close to hearth and home. The lights of Christmas are long packed away. We look for signs of life, waiting for the white snowdrop, marking the gentle lengthening of days, wondering when the warmth of sun will warm our bones. Yet, even in the seeming barrenness of winter, in your word, in story shared, we find hope, the promise of abundance, like buds greening on trees. You teach us in the ebb and flow of the seasons that your life, that your love flows in and through us like fine wine, lifting our spirits, and it is enough, more than enough. We pray for all who struggle in the dark days of winter, who find it difficult to lift their heads, who find it hard to see joy within and without. And so we bring before you our prayers for all who live with illness of mind, body, spirit, all who feel alone, alienated, ashamed, all who see only darkness, whose glass feels empty. Pour in the light of your hope this day. We pray for all who hunger and thirst for justice, for peace, for a fair go, who find it difficult to be seen and heard, who find it hard to fight when society is hugely unequal. We bring before you all who live with social stigma and systemic bullying, all who experience the effects of poverty, all who have no place to call their own, whose lives make useful scapegoats for others. Pour in the light of your hope this day. We pray for all who long for life in all its fullness, in the midst of illness or grief or jobs that grind them down, who find it difficult to put one foot in front of the other, who find it hard to keep on going. So we bring before you all who live with feelings of anxiety or futility, all who wish they were well, all who wish that the well of sadness were gone, whose season of celebration is overdue. Pour in the light of your hope this day. We pray for those we love, those we know, those often in our hearts and on our minds. And we offer to you their needs and our own needs. Pour in the light of your hope this day. God of blessing, the trees are bare, the darkness lingers. But you, O God, promise abundance. May we drink from the cup of blessing this day and find in you our hope. All our prayers we bring to you, our God. Amen.
Let's dedicate our offering. Let us pray. Father God, unstinting, generous, always with us. Everything we have comes from you. In love, you offer us the gift of life, the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, eternal companionship with you and the company of heaven. You bless us, how you bless us. We offer you ourselves, our gifts, our skills, our hands, our hearts, all to praise you and glorify your name. May what we bring be a source of blessing, bringing a foretaste of your kingdom into this world. Amen. And now let's continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, end the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams. Plundered and poisoned, our future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion. Change our love.
Thank you for joining with us in worship today. As we go, let us pray. Loving Jesus, may we see the signs of your kingdom. Loving Jesus, may we be the signs of your kingdom. Loving Jesus, may your kingdom come. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Shine upon.